With today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you. Sorry, a little bit delay there. I had to take a breath. Breathing is still important. We are glad that you have tuned into the Refresh Radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, and we would love to invite you out to our services this week. Sunday school 9:30, worship service at 10:30. We would greatly appreciate the opportunity to worship the King with you. And so if you'd like to come out and join us, consider this your personal invitation. Maybe you want to finish the holiday season strong in your faith, and you know, now you got Thanksgiving out of the way, and we want to prepare for Jesus making a greater entrance into your life than he has ever done before. So we want to invite you out to Merit Assembly of God so we could be a part of that glorious experience. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need any block or concrete work done, they are not a fly-by-night company. They have been in Brevard County doing concrete work on large projects, small projects, you name it, they have done it. And they do it well, not only in Brevard County, but other municipalities have had them come in and do projects for them as well, because they have a great work ethic. They have expertise in what they do. They have experience. And let me tell you, they have a hard work ethic that you will greatly appreciate. I don't know if you've ever had people that they had a great work ethic for about 15 minutes and then they were done. That's not the folks of Jits Concrete. They work hard in the prep. They work hard in the pour of the concrete, and they work hard in the finishing of the concrete as well. 321-536-5804, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program. That gets you in touch with Greg, and he can come out, take a look at your project, discuss that with you, see if y'all can agree on a time frame. And I will tell you, just as a way of blessing people who work out in the intensity of the elements, now's a great time of year to be able to have some of your outside work done. When I was young, we used to do things in the heat of summer. We had worked where in full sun exposure, 100 degree heat, and after a few years of that and experiencing some challenges, shall we say, there was one time I just about got overheated. I said, you know what? If it can wait till cooler weather, I'm going to let it wait till cooler weather. And we'll do the inside things when it's so hot outside. So if you're planning a project, now may be a great time. A lot of people don't like to do projects around the holidays because of the mess. But you also have contractors that have availability because of that. And so you might find their schedule a little more flexible. 321-536-5804 for Jits Concrete. So today we are going to go back to the Word of God. We are seeking truth, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 1, because God is looking for people who are seeking truth. And so it is part of seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to us in this day and time when deception is so prevalent. It is important to know that there are people who are searching for truth. A lot of people are extremely lazy when it comes to seeking out the reality. So it would be nice if when somebody said something to you, that it was true. Christians, a lot of times, are very vulnerable to being defrauded and being conned and being lied to because we want to believe that people are telling us the truth. The reason for that is because we tell people the truth, and so we expect that they're going to tell us the truth. That is not necessarily the case. And So we need to know how to seek out truth. So there are a couple of things that we are going to be talking about today, and I've lumped both of those things together, and I've titled them The Universality of Truth. See, if it is truth, it is true in America. If it's truth, it is true in Central America. It's true in South America. It's true in Canada. It's true in the islands. It's true in Europe. It's true in Asia. It's true in the Middle East. It's true in the Far East. It's true in Australia. It's true in Africa. It is true everywhere. And so I want to take you today to Psalm 57. Psalm 57. We're going to read about five different verses today. In different passages. And verse number one says this. This is a psalm of David. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me, and He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth His mercy and His truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue as a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it they themselves have fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake my glory. Awake lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercies reach into the heavens, and your truth to into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. So actually there are three things. I said two, there are three things that we want to talk about today. And they all can be encapsulated in the universality of truth. So in verse number 10 there, it says, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Verse number 3 says, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. So it's a very interesting thing because it says there that it's God's truth. It identifies it by a pronoun, his truth or your truth, depending upon whom the psalmist was addressing at that point in time. But both of those references are framed in the context that it is God's truth. We live in a day and time where people are wanting to lay boundaries for what would be considered their personal truth. So everybody wants to set aside certain aspects of things when it is inconvenient, when it comes into a clash with what they consider to be truth. Well, I want you to know there are 7 billion people on the planet, north of 7 billion, like 7.5 billion people on the planet. That does not mean that there are 7.5 billion versions of truth. People can have different opinions about truth. They can believe different things are true. You know, I used to dream that if I was scared, if I closed my eyes, that if there was somebody that was looking to do me harm, that meant that they couldn't see me. That was truly what I believed, but it was immature. It was not true. And so what the scripture says here is that there are not 7.5 billion different versions of truth. There is God's truth. And it's always God's truth. God's truth never changes. So if there is a discrepancy between what I believe and what God's truth is, then God's truth is not subject to my understanding of or what my preference is. That does not lower the standard of God's truth. God's truth is still truth. It is true in the past. It is true in the present. It is true in the future. God's truth is truth. It's true for me. It is true for you. It is true for everybody. God's truth is truth. And I know that comes into conflict with what a lot of people are being led to believe now through social influences. They're led to believe that through some instructional influences in many cases. But God's truth is not subject to my truth. God's truth is universal. So in verse number 10 of Psalm 57, it says, "For your truth reaches unto the clouds." Your truth reaches unto the clouds. In other words, it is true on earth. It is true in the heavenlies. It is true under the earth. It is true all over the earth. It is God's truth, and it is going to be something that is absolutely universal. It doesn't matter where you go. So there were a number of ministers who used to travel the globe, and they would preach, and their message would be pretty well received. But they would go out there and they would preach in a different culture, a truth that may be true in their culture. Now, I'm from the central part of the United States, and we have a culture there that, you know, everybody that's not from there would think, oh, well, everybody wears cowboy boots. Everybody wears blue jeans. They wear a cowboy hat, and they ride horses everywhere they go. Well, that's not the reality. I had a perspective. I thought that it was true that in the northeastern part of the country that it was all concrete jungle, until I went there and I discovered that the cultural expectations that I had been taught were not the reality at all. So there are things that are very normal. They are culturally true where I come from. There was a time where you wouldn't even necessarily have to lock your door at night. I know people, when they left the house, they didn't even bother locking the door. They lived in such a secure environment. They didn't lock their cars. Out in where that was, it was the culture to be trustworthy. I ended up moving to a large metropolitan area when I was in my 20s, and I discovered that things that were true culturally where I came from were not true where I was living. If you walked out the front door and you were just taking the garbage to the garbage can, which was a long journey of about 50 feet, you locked the door behind you because you didn't know if somebody was going to sneak into your house just in that little short journey when you were walking the garbage to the garbage can. So I moved there, and you just talked to everybody where I came from. You acknowledged them. You said, hi, how you doing, all that sort of stuff. I moved to this large metropolitan area, and when I started treating people the way that I had treated them back where I came from, they started looking at me, getting angry at me. They were like, what are you trying to do? Because in their culture, anybody that was doing that was not trying to be personable. They were trying to get something from them. It was an entirely different culture. And the same thing happened with those ministers that were traveling overseas. They were teaching things that were true culturally where they came from, but in the context of where they were, it was not necessarily going to come across. So if a preacher comes up with a sequence of words that rhyme in English, wherever they would go, they were going. I mean, it might be an impactful statement in English, but the words have no connection. When it's translated into another language, it wouldn't have any impact at all. So, the Word of God is true. It is true at whatever level you are at right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That truth is true wherever you go. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That truth, it's God's truth, and it is true everywhere. It is true whether you are young. It is true whether you are old. It's true if you're here on Earth. It's true if you're on the space station. It is true. It's true if you're a young believer. It's true if you are not yet a believer. It is true if you've been a Christian for a while or if you've been a Christian for decades. It is a universal truth. Over in Psalm 108, verse number 1, it says, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. So here again, it's just a second witness to the universality of God's truth. So when I came to Florida, and then I became a pastor, the pastor that I grew up in, under, in, you know, where I was saved, they did service a certain way. And as time went on and our congregation grew a bit, I tried to implement some of the things that were done where I came from. And you know what happened here? The people that I was ministering to here were not from the same region of the country that I was from. And they didn't respond the same way. You know, a lot of times football coaches, I'll throw this in there as a sport analogy, they think that a coach that is successful one place is automatically going to be successful if he goes someplace else. That's not necessarily the case. It can happen, but it generally happens when the coach gets to the new place and he says, what is the culture of the team that I am now coaching as opposed to the team that I was coaching? How do I go about accentuating their strengths? You know, they may have different strengths than what the last team had. They may have different weaknesses. And so cultural truth is never going to surpass God's spiritual truth that is universal. It's his truth. His truth trumps your truth. His truth is greater than your truth. And his truth works everywhere where your truth may not. So let's look at the third thing. So the first is that God's truth is universal. Your truth is not. That God's truth is true any place here on the globe, no matter where you're at, and your truth may be just limited to where you are. So let's look. Go back a couple of pages to Psalm 100. Psalm 100 is a great little psalm. It's been a Christian chorus for years. And so verse number 1, it's a psalm of thanksgiving. We just came through Thanksgiving. So it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Okay, so once again, we see that spiritual truth, universal truth, is truth that belongs to God. And His truth endures to all generations. It is timeless. It says, it describes as it being everlasting. We've already covered Psalm 117, but let me just take you over there for just a second. It's only two verses. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud Him, all you peoples, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. So then we go to Psalm 146, towards the end of the book of Psalms. And again, not a tremendously long psalm. Praise the Lord, verse number one says, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the Lord, or has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord of his God, is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. So the third aspect of the universality of God's truth is, first of all, it's His truth is greater than your truth. That His truth is true geographically and atmospherically. It is true everywhere at all points in time. And then the third point in Psalm 100, verse number 5, Psalm 117, verse 2, and Psalm 146, 6 is this. His word is true in every time frame. His word is true in the past, and it's true in the present. It is true in the future. It's eternal truth. Right now, there is a tremendous assault on God's truth, the truth of God's word, because people have the mindset, well, it was just an ancient truth. It was just something that was true for the people of that time, not realizing that Scripture teaches that his truth isn't going anyplace. It's not changing. There is not going to be a new and revised understanding of God's truth. It is true, period. So it doesn't matter what time frame it is. It is always going to be true. So his truth endures to all generations. So there is a bit of an arrogance with young people, and it was an arrogance when I was a young person. It was an arrogance when my parents were young people. It was an arrogance when their parents were young people. It's an arrogance now, and that is that people think that they have greater understanding than what the previous generation did. Now, it is true that technologically there has been major advances. It is true that artificial intelligence and the computing industry and things like that, they have really helped to advance the area of knowledge. But truth never changes. The truth that God is on the throne, That's never going to change. The truth that you need God in your life, that is never going to change. That truth endures for all generations. It's a universal truth. So I want to ask you today, I mean, we're getting close to the end of the program here for this Friday. And you might do a little self-assessment from time to time and say, okay, is what I believe, is it scriptural truth? Is it universal truth? Is it the truth of God, or is it the truth of Bob? Is it true everywhere, or is it just a cultural truth? Is it true for all times? Now, because I know people that they believe things that do not line up with the Word of God, and they believe them because of the culture that they were raised up in. I had a bit of a confrontation with a sociology professor of mine one time, and their premise was this: well, the things that you believe them because they're the things that you were raised up with. And I was like, wait a minute, that's not true. I can have a predisposition to that because of the culture that I was raised with. But what you are telling me is that if I was raised a sinner, I could never become forgiven because I wasn't raised in that. What you're telling me is that I could never change, and God's word doesn't support that. His truth says that I can change, and I have changed. And there are people that I know that are valuable assets to the kingdom of God, not because they're the same that they were at one point in time, but because of the grace of God that came into their life and transformed them to the glory of God. Today, I want to encourage you, embrace the truth of God that is timeless. Embrace the truth of God that works everywhere, in good times, in bad times, when you're abounding financially, when you're not, in sickness and in health. The truth of God is there. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day. They're old familiar. Mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir, they're singing in my heart. Goodwill to men. And In despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong.